Egbert, the remarkable tale of our Egbert is one that I'm having to tell, because although our Egbert looked healthy, he really wasn't that well. He'd been having cold sweats on an evening, woke up screaming at middle of night, and when green spots started appearing, it sure gave his mother a fright. Fetch doctor, bring ambulance, get nursing. Something's wrong here, I can tell at a glance. Them green flies should be landing on cabbage, not laying eggs in our Egbert school pants. The doctors came round in a hurry. He stood there and he shook his head. Well, missus, I've never seen aught like it, but if it don't stop, young Egbert could soon be dead. They put Egbert to bed with some medicine, made him bath in cold water that night, but in morning our Egbert were much worse, as green spots spread like potato blight. They decided to send him to hospital, and put him in a ward all alone, and cos our Egbert were lonely, they deemed his own mobile phone. The hospital staff brought him specialists, but they all hung their heads down in shame. For no matter how they treat Egbert, green spots kept spreading just same. 'Twas decided to take drastic action, as little shoots from green spots did come. The first one appeared on his forehead, the next one appeared on his bum. No matter what they did, they couldn't stop them, as the buds they grew and they grew. They tried to cover them in ointment, but buds just kept coming through. Till a canny old nurse with green fingers said, "Doctors, I've got me a plan. It seems that we can't do aught, but I may know a young man who can." So they rang Alan Titmarsh from telly, and he brought his old gardening team round, and they sat and they thunk for a moment, then they all stamped their feet hard on ground. "Do you think I could talk alone to young Egbert?" that canny young Alan had said, and all doctors nodded in agreement, and Alan talked to Egbert in bed. "Now then, lad, can I ask you, have you been taking out from your dad's garden shed?" Poor Egbert burst into tears then, but his face turned a bright shade of red. "Well, you can see I'm only little, and all kids at school call me short. So I was watching this ad on our telly, and I had a smashing great thought. It said grow more if you was in your garden, could make things grow right big. So I stuck in my dad's shed one evening, and while he wasn't looking, had a swig. Then I read label on bottle, and it said use every day come what may. So I drunk it each day for a fortnight, and when no happened, I started to pray. The rest you know from yon doctors. So Alan, do you think that there's hope? I do, lad, but promise me summat. In future, lad, don't be such a dope." Then Alan went to talk to medics. He explained all about Egbert's plight. "Just water him each morning and evening, place in sunlight, and he'll be all right.